Spring into deals for seasonal savings. Shop select 1-pint annuals for just $1. Plus, get a free additional Cobalt 40-volt 2-amp-hour battery when you buy select Cobalt 40-volt trimmer and blower combo kit. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 5/6. Annuals offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on Silver Drive in Columbus.
Good evening. The show begins tonight, a conversation with my good colleague Anatole Levin about the Middle East conflicts, many of them, and especially the Iran war. Does this give an opening for settling Ukraine, is the question Anatole asks. Europe is now faced with an energy crisis that can go on for some years, certainly months. The cutoff of natural gas out of Qatar, the Gulf, the restrictions on natural gas that will follow from the one missile drone fired into Azerbaijan, warning, don't pump any more gas to Europe or we're going to attack you. The energy fields in Saudi Arabia attacked by drones, and then all the stack up of oil tankers in the Gulf and the insurance rates going so high nobody's paying them. All of that leads to higher and higher prices, Brent crude, West Texas as well, natural gas, electricity. In other words, an energy catastrophe. And Russia has untapped resources, and settling the war would be necessary to get to those resources, also lifting the sanctions on Russia. Ukraine has a deal in front of it. Is it time to settle? Can it be settled now that Russia has the advantage? Unknown. Mr. Putin made a statement to Reuters in these last hours that he might have to stop shipping gas, natural gas, to Europe. By that he means Slovakia, Hungary, and Serbia, and some other customers. All of this is unclear where we're going, except for the markets are reacting negatively. That's the opening story. Is there an opening to close Ukraine, or does it get worse? John Yoo comments on the War Powers Resolution of 1973 during the Vietnam War, and whether it's relevant to 2026 and Congress asserting its authority that John Yoo questions, does it exist, to interrupt the president's intention to continue bombing Iran until it surrenders, the government surrenders. We debate that matter, pointing to how there was no similar turmoil in Congress during the Libya adventure of the first term of Barack Obama and Mrs. Clinton and State Department. Then a conversation with my colleague Evan Ellis about the New World Report. We begin with Cuba. Is Díaz-Canel ready to make a deal? He waits on the Castro family to bless whatever is offered to bring that island back from the horrors of these last decades, out of energy, out of time, out of electricity, out of hope, out of food. Díaz-Canel is not a decision maker, I'm told, that the Castros are. Also discussing Venezuela and the slow rolling, the slow walking that the Rodriguezes, that's Delcy, the president, and Jorge, the head of the National Assembly, are doing. They have not released over 500 political prisoners, as they said they would. The amnesty law just passed is inadequate, incorrect, and raises obstacles, I'm told, and so does the Journal say that, and so does Evan say that. The story in CARICOM, that's the Caribbean nations all meeting together. China is everywhere in the Caribbean. Apparently the Biden administration, the Trump administration first term, and the Obama administration didn't notice much China buying its way into the Caribbean. Well, it's there, and it's not a good actor. What is to be done? No answers yet, I mentioned. We also mentioned how Ecuador is under threat from narco-terror everywhere, and the U.S. looks to be handling that, or at least helping that. Marco Rubio, as Secretary of State, has put a priority on cleaning up all of the Americas. Good. The book tonight, the author tonight, is the first hour of a two-hour interview with Dennis Seawall, a British public servant, now retired writing books. It's about a man named George Downing, who was an American, Harvard graduate, first class, who became an agent for Charles I and Cromwell, Charles II, back and forth. It's quite a fantastic story. This is the 17th century and the English Civil Wars. Downing had skills, and one of them was he was flexible about who he worked for, a spy, an agent, a colorful political actor. He was also at the chair of Charles II after the Restoration, whispering to him, well, maybe talking out loud, wouldn't it be nice if we added New York to our New England colonies, Massachusetts Bay and the Connecticut colony? And the rest of the story is the English showed up, and that was the end of the Dutch in Dotson River Valley. Formally, they've been here ever since. Cromwell's spy, George Downing. Conversation with my colleagues, a panel on AI at war. We're told by several sources, I read it in The Economist, that Claude, that's Anthropic, is being used to simulate, to target, to a catalog in the war. In other words, it's part of the decision chain about targeting and running simulations of targeting. AI goes to war. How's it doing? First AI war I've ever known. Perhaps there's been something like this before, but clearly Anthropic, which I am now programming, because it's that straightforward. You tell it what you want, and it tells you whether it can or can't do it. Certainly speeds up my work on podcasting. I asked it to do something that wasn't ready to do because the websites it would have to go to, it needs permission, and that's not easy. But we'll line this all up. You write in plain English. Not plain English. You write in English. And it's a dialogue. You don't need... And then you watch it, program. You watch the algorithmic language. It's a coder. It translates your English into code to do, and then it delivers what the product and asks you, is this adequate? It's fun. Kind of more than fun. Where have you been, Claude? Anyway, I debated with Claude recently. Claudette is the one I speak to. It's a French accent, beautiful French accent, and it's a female French accent, so I refuse to go along with the idea, I'm Claude. No, you're not. You're Claudette. Your brother is Claude. The final component is a shortened version, a very helpful version by Craig Unger of his book, The Den of Spies, about the 1980 campaign for Ronald Reagan's for presidency, which he was successful and made him president of the United States, defeating Jimmy Carter. Was there or was there not an October surprise, an arrangement between the Reagan campaign and elements of the Islamic Republic of Iran's revolutionaries in Tehran? This is early days of the revolution. 79, 80. Was there an arrangement? You don't release the hostages until after the election, and we'll give you weapons. That is the argument that Craig Unger advances. He traveled to Tehran in 2014 and found some answers and some questions, always good questions. Perhaps now, if there is a positive outcome to the Iran war, there'll be more information about what happened in 1980. Long time ago. Anyway, there's much more to the show. I hope you enjoy it. Thank you for listening.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, It's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away, all through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Here's the truth. You could literally be adored by everyone and then come home and still get completely ignored by your own cat. It's classic cat behavior. But new Shiba Premium Puree is a lickable treat that changes all that. They're protein-rich, made with bone broth, and have the smooth, creamy texture cats go crazy for, especially when it's hand-fed. Yeah, it's more than a treat. It's a fast pass to favorite human status. So feed your cat Shiba and go from totally ignored to truly adored in just 12 days, guaranteed, or your money back. Learn more at Shiba.com.